Making racism cool and popular.
That is what we will be doing. I'm gonna be so racist. You don't even know how racist I'm about to be. Alright, what's this one called?
Terrorism.
Terrorism. Wait, again?
Okay? I'm just thinking about terrorism a lot.
I can be racist louder than you can hear.
Let me think.
Alright.
I don't know. What can we call it?
Racism is fun for the whole family.
Saturday day, right?
Yeah.
Holy Sabbath of terrorism.
Got it.
The stream archives should have these names attached to them. When you upload them.
Okay.
That's gonna be easier to you know, differentiate.
We're gonna have to start doing that, because the previous ones, I don't know.
Ho 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 ho! Donnie! What? This is like, Death Grip's kinda good. Initially, I thought it was gonna be like extra gay, but it just got broken.
Hold up. This might be really loud. It's probably gonna be really loud. Hold up.
Whoa, Donnie. What did you do here, man? Dude. They're from Canada? That's crazy.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's really good. What's up, Mr. Kyle? You want to tweet this out, Sophia?
The stream?
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. I expected it to not be good, but Donnie, you came through. He commented in one of your songs. I guess he likes your stuff.
That was good.
Donnie, what did you do here? Wonder what that guy, what's his name? 1791L?
Yeah, you wonder what he's up to right now?
Wonder what he thinks about you right now.
Not helpful to the movement, probably. But I don't know. Yo, people, party people, all the party people in the house. Holy Sabbath of terrorism. It's always good. What's the topic of discussion for today?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I just know that guy's editing is just beautiful. He can make some really good stuff. But, I don't know. Just kind of gay. I don't know what will be good, though. What will be good? What could be good? because it's kind of sickening. Every like 4 months, picking a new person who to hail, and then it's just new person, and everybody's every time, oh, but they did this, so. Just, I don't know what you would do instead of that. You have a video out. I don't even know who these people are. No idea.
Hello, my liege. Yo, Dan SG, what's up? Chunky Fishy. I'm a fed. Usuals. Showing up.
Usuals?
Having a good time.
Keeping it always good.
You guys got any, I got a few movie recommendations from watching a Chuck stream, but you guys got any for tomorrow? Because Sunday is the day. It's the day. Oh my, can I not wait. Hope you guys, enjoy the new video. This is the new pace. And I will be making a video about Redwood, my old high school. The one I was getting wigged out at. In.
It's so crazy. So Fuel was telling me earlier that didn't feel too good when she was talking to people and she saw true fear in their eyes.
Yeah, let's actually go. Let me tweet this right now. So we can talk about this. Mm-hmm. I'll wait for people to come in. And I'll talk about the experience, basically. But I hardly watch movies, can't really suggest any. Also, the video was nice and short. Yeah. Nice just little nugget of thoughts. My distaste for both libertarianism and Nazism. I feel like nobody has that.
So you better look out for that. And that one, we're going to have to do some type of censoring when we post it to Twitter.
Yeah. I'm going to have to, like, put a Gaussian blur on the background for that one.
Oh, no Gaussian blur. I'm talking straight up the Japanese pixelation technique.
Oh, yeah. Censorship.
That's what I want to see.
Japanese pixelation. Yeah, they're going to know.
That's the best part. When you see the red, black, and white.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, what is that?
What could that be?
It's a Japanese flag.
Yeah. It's a Japanese
flag.
That's
why it's pixelated like it's Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Japanese flag.
We'll wait for a few people to come in.
Well, whatever. I hardly watch movies. Can't really suggest any. Also, the video was nice and short. That's always the best thing. Really, it's never... I don't know. I don't really like it when things are too long.
Mm-hmm. I only like long-form content when it's rambly.
Yeah. This is what the stream is for. It's talking.
Yeah.
Or the tidbits.
Otherwise, like to just compress the video, all the thoughts.
Condense it. Mm-hmm. Compress it.
All right, 38 people here. Let's start. So, I'm going to be making a video. It might be public. Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to be making a video about my experience at Redwood High School last year after Joe Bernstein made a BuzzFeed article on me and all the kids at my school figured out that I'm a crazy racist Nazi and 1,980 of them were cool with it. 20 of them were not cool with it. And it was fun for the most part, just trolling kids and all that. But there were, like, a few times where I sensed, you know, other kids and even teachers who, like, looked at me with genuine fear. And that was confounding. I didn't like that at all. It's almost like it was, like getting weaponized against me. Because you really don't feel good about, like, I'm not actually that disagreeable or looking to be controversial. Well, first of all, it doesn't make any sense. Look, I'm like 5'2". So especially if you're in front of me in real life. But they're like getting brainwashed to think that I'm a crazy terrorist. And like when people look at you like genuinely like deer in the headlights, it's like...
Yeah. It takes only an ounce of animus to size someone up and figure out that they're not going to try to kill you. And that's especially obvious when it's a girl.
Because it wasn't like...
if it's a teenage girl that is 5'2".
It wasn't fear from... When it was fear from gay idiots, I thought it was funny. Because they weren't scared as much as they were doing, like, Stacey Stare social rejection. But when normal people looked at me with genuine fear, I didn't like it at all. I'm actually super tall. That's why this cup looks so tiny.
Yeah. Anybody 7 feet tall and they got their hand on a burner. But...
like, look at me like... I can't even... Listen, it was real.
I'm 5 feet tall. I'm shorter than Sophia in real life. I'm 5 feet on the dot. But you best believe I'm 8 feet tall when I got some iron. Anybody's 8 feet. Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying about the fear thing. I've heard the word fearmonger be used before. And whatever it is that... it's the opposite of fear, whatever we have. It's threat assessment, but it's no fear because the solutions to every single one of these things, they're very simple and straightforward, and they're not... it's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing... we never do that. We never fearmonger. But it seems that a lot of people are living in fear and, like, completely terrified. I used to work for Anthony Fantano as an editor for a second channel. I did that for quite some time, as a matter of fact. And, like, you know, eventually, like, I did less and less videos for him. Because he was accused of being a racist, whatever, because nothing, even though I am who I am, there was nothing in the videos that was remotely like that, but I guess it's funny, and these people, whenever there's, like, genuine funny, or, like, when there's testosterone in anything, they can feel it, and they felt it in the videos I edited for Fantana. Whatever Fantana was doing was actually, you know, something. It wasn't just... de-beaked, circumcised, eunuch, Adult Swim, funny noise. It was like, even though it had nothing in it, it was something funny. It was something genuine. And then, like, he was constantly getting demonetized, and people were getting on, Fader made an article, and then he took the channel down, so I didn't make any videos anymore. Couldn't edit for him anymore. And at some point, the thing with Sophia happened, and he, like, was messaging me. And the thing is, when the Fader article came out, he didn't... in the Fader video, he looks really calm and collected, but that guy was terrified. He was hollowed out by fear. And I'm not saying this in a, like, laugh at him way. I'm saying this in a terrifying... that's really not good if you're feeling that much fear. And I know he was, because when the thing happened with Sophia, and just because I wrote with Sophia, most people didn't even make that association, by the way. Only insane people that were super into it and, like, trying to kill other people, just evil, those were the ones, like, pointing out, coming at Anthony Fantano, dude, you work with this guy. The truth is, no one cared. No one cared at all. And he was messaging me like, yeah, I can't work with someone that says that sort of stuff. Dude, you write for a fascist? I'm not going to relive the worst moment of my life. And that's something, because I heard, like, a couple of months before...
that was the worst moment of his life, is getting a Fader hit piece written on... that is how much they control... that is what people are most scared of at this point. Dude, because they have such a grip on it. The thing they're most scared of is social... rejection, but not even in a real way. Not like people you actually care about hating you, like two random internet people.
Worthless, tarantulas, serpents, doing what they do, and you're terrified. They took the article down. He didn't start doing the channel again. He just left it dead. Some really good that he was doing. That was getting rightfully.
Yeah, PewDiePie took that idea and made, like, and is making videos that get millions of views with it.
Yeah, and...
that could have been
Fantano,
him.
And could have been him, but fear stopped him from it. And the craziest thing is that a couple of months before that stuff happened, where he told me that the worst moment of his life was getting a hit piece done on him, and he didn't want to relive it by working with me. By the way, he could have just kept me editing and not mentioning that I was doing it, but he didn't. So it's the level of fear where you're paranoid and, you know, hiding in your basement from the nuclear bombs coming from nowhere. And I knew that a couple of months before the Sophia stuff happened, that he had recently a relative of his died, and simultaneously his wife was having a tough time at her job and it was stressful. And he comes at me and tells me the most stressful part of his life was a hit piece that the dudes took down. And he was so terrified that he settled immediately as soon as an opportunity was given, not even for any sort of repair, reparation. Like, he took the article down. They didn't try to fix anything. They didn't pay him back, nothing like that. And didn't issue a statement. He didn't ask for it. As soon as it was given an opportunity, he just, yeah, thank you, bye, left, because he's terrified. That's one of the worst.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst. When people to be when you're that terrified, fear is horrible.
It's just confounding when people are, when you look at people who are scared of nothing, but when the scared of nothing is directed at you, they're scared at you for no reason. It's like, it didn't feel good. I didn't people genuinely thinking I was gonna kill them or something. I don't like that at all. It makes you feel like you genuinely did something. To see such genuine, terrification? Dunno.
Dude, I don't hate or dismiss people. I just hate getting involved with tarantulas and serpents and leeches, but if you're a democratic socialist or just goofy, whatever, if Anthony Fantano emailed me right now saying he wanted to work, I would not say no. I genuinely don't care about it. The last thing in my field, my video game FOV is caring about who you vote for, what you're saying on your Twitter account about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm trying to make good stuff. I'm trying to make people not terrified all the time. That's the best thing you can strive for. It's removing fear, removing hesitation, removing just being paralyzed. And it's really, what snake is it that bites you and then you're paralyzed and you're frozen? There's a specific snake that has that, that does that. Stings you and then you're frozen in place, you're paralytic.
Yeah, it's like being accused of murder yet there's no evidence. It's more like people, once you get accused of murder, people looking at you like you actually murdered someone. That's what it is.
It's probably
the guys who get falsely accused of rape and the way people look at them after that.
And yeah, and nobody sticks up for you. That's the fear. That's the fear, is that no one will stick up for you. And he could have done that. People were saying stuff about me, about Sophia, and I explained to him exactly what that was and where it was coming from and the weird, weirdly snake behavior that was following it. And he could have sticked up for any of us. He could have sticked up for so many people. He doesn't, because people are too scared to do that. And that's bad. Not for me, because I don't care. That's bad for the person who's scared. Because, at the end of the day, I don't care about people sticking up for me, because, the people who will stick up for me automatically are friends and people really close to me. So I don't need, strangers or employers to do that. But when you have some position of some solid position, because he has a really solid position, because he's a music guy, he's neutral, mm-hmm. and he gets money by donations.
Yeah.
And he's probably doing really good. I don't know personally, but I'd estimate that he's doing really good money-wise. I sincerely estimate that. And I don't think he has anything to worry about. I don't think he would have. And once you're in that position, I would feel very comfortable in sticking up for whoever I wanted to. And I already do that. And I'm not even financially stable, to be real. Like, in a real way. I'm not that financially stable, but I'll do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all this, you're a household item and you're not going to do it? What for? What are you scared of exactly? What do you think they can do? They can do nothing.
Only social, like, manipulation, that the second it gets pointed out what's going on, it completely disintegrates. That's what they can do. It's not worth being scared of.
Really? Everything you hear, you're gonna believe. You cannot read it between the lines.
Don't ever, like, it's the same as, it's the exact same because it comes from demons the same way. It's the exact same when you start getting tricked into thinking you're feeling bad when you're actually not. The fake negative emotion thing. It disintegrates the second you start laughing and realize it's a freaking demon. The same thing happens, like, when... Like, initially, when the, NFers thing started happening, I was, like, I was, like, kind of scared. Like, oh, shoot, people think I'm a... And you pointed out to me that it's not worth getting scared about at all. Because you didn't do anything wrong. And then you just start laughing. Because it doesn't matter. It does not matter one bit. The only thing I'd fear is that type of rejection from family. Yeah. It only matters when it's people you care about. And it's never people you care about with this garbage.
Even visiting the debating LT Corvus live thing by NFers. It's like the comments. The only thing that I see is like the point of the video. Like, have you ever wanted to kill your girlfriend? People saying, oh, that says a lot about him. The fact. You know how many times I felt like legitimately punching my girlfriend in the face? None. Because I dealt with that thing in my head before I even started dating. And that's my current state. And you see how many of these, like, this SP talked to me about this, that it's these crazy people.
We're doing good.
What's up, Plato? It's these crazy people that are the most likely to be doing, you know, abusive. My girlfriend talked to me about this, and she has, like,
yeah, because they were they push back. They don't have their integrated shadow, so when it comes out, they become a monster temporarily. And I've seen like cutesy cutie pie Marzia type, like, bubbly people turn into temporary, like, behemoths or yetis. Just like monsters. Leviathan. And then go right back to being bubbly, cutesy, whatever. Nice. Hey, thanks for introducing me to Disintegration Loops last stream. Big fan. Yeah, it's nice. Ambient stuff is great.
And it's not real. Once you realize that, dude, I am not in a state of disarray or discombobulation. I don't know. It's instinctive, because every time I've ever been in a situation like that, it's come to me instinctively that just stick it out. No, whatever the result is, it isn't going to be harmful for you.
Mm-hmm.
In a real sense. And every time it's been that way. Every time. And oh man, thousands of people now believe that I've done something wrong. That means nothing. That means less than nothing.
Nothing.
And it needs not to hold any sway over you or your actions.
Sixty-six peeps watching. Stream is growing. Yeah, it is. It's good. How can someone integrate their shadow with themselves without ruining the good inside of you? It's simply being able to be aggressive when it's necessary. If you don't have that ability, you're gonna be a big baby 99% of the time. And 1% of the time, you're going to be an absolute monster that when people see it, they're never gonna want to talk to you ever again. So you need to... I actually don't know how that works, but there's plenty of literature on it, I know. Thanks for the sub, Mercury. Is it worth it to publicly voice my opinions? Depends on what you mean by that. I don't think it's necessary to go out of your way to... constantly say what you think, but I think it is necessary, if the topic comes up naturally in conversation, not to be dishonest. Or, you know, to stick up for people. Even if it isn't a good look. Or whatever.
I don't know. Once you have it in your mind that all of this stuff is fake... you have so much more power than you think you do. Usually people think that they don't believe in the existence of... well, in the way that... it's difficult to explain this, but... they don't believe in good. They don't think good is a thing. And this automatically rules out the possibility of there being a real... absence of good that matters. But they also think that they're really weak and ineffectual, at least in an immediate sense. The truth is, good exists, evil exists, and it's all around you and within you. And you are much more powerful than you think you are. Once you think the world is this great entity that is unchanging, the only unchanging thing, I don't have to tell you what it is. The world is fickle, and it changes all the time. This is why you cannot trust it, you cannot rely on it. The world is completely fickle, and you should not treat it as if it were anything else. And beyond that, you have so much power over it that you don't realize it. I was in public school my whole life, and I live in Brazil. And I never have, for one second, stopped saying exactly what I thought. End result is, I turn my girlfriend into an anti-Semite. And my friends. I'm about to start financing a house soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, believe in yourself in a real sense. For real. Because... the alternative is believing in, like, the world. That's crazy.
What books have you guys read lately that you recommend? I have not been reading lately.
Me neither. I am gonna this week. Holy week, gotta do it.
I recommend Dostoevsky. Yeah, that's one. I recommend Dostoevsky and, that's enjoyable fiction. And then, as far as spiritual stuff goes, Thomas Aquinas, There's also this interesting book by Jay Dyer called Esoteric Hollywood that I read one of the essays in so far. That's pretty interesting. It's like the idea of, you know, like movie shamanism and all that, and the symbolism in movies. It's real good.
Yeah, it's all fake. Everything they tell you is fake. Even the stuff that you may, like, retroactively be tricked into thinking is unchanging. Like, racial division in the social sense. Like, of course, it's real, but, like, you see people who are not of your kind, and you think that they're just gone, captured. I live in Brazil, and hey, I've experienced more than one occasion. And here, in my work, my line of work, there's a lot of mixed and black people who listen to us and they agree with us on everything. So everything that they say, like, because it's culturally universal, and these people, they're not focusing on one thing. They're trying to corrupt every single thing. And they want you to think it's a lot, everything is a lost cause. Never refrain from trying to help everybody you see. And I don't care what they are. Because, you know, Mary Magdalene or whatever. You can get a lot of examples of that. Don't ever. If someone is open to it, you do not hold back. And in that case, then yeah, you should always voice your opinions. But if publicly, no problem. But if you're talking directly to someone who does not want help and you're trying to help them, you fly away. That's the only occasion where you should actually shut your mouth and learn how to, like, run as fast as you can from people so they don't want help. It's the only time. Every other time, never lie. Never keep your mouth closed when you could be, you know, someone is interested in learning, you help them.
Yeah.
Always. No matter what they are.
Mm-hmm. This is sort of the black and white of social interaction, is that if someone's genuinely interested in listening to you, you go all the way. If they're not, you stop talking to them altogether.
Zero.
Just leave. Just walk away.
So, live? What timeline is this? Dude, we've been getting live for like 4 times a week for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's very good. Tune in. Every almost every day. We're doing something. Doing something over here. Writing scripts, getting videos done, live streaming.
Oh yeah.
So I see a lot of the, like, people on the internet who are like you and me, but they are generally faithless in, you know, talking to others or socializing because they think power level differences are just gonna be just.
I gotta slowly drop red. No. Then you're not even talking like a human.
Go crazy. People love crazy people.
Yeah.
Go crazy. Go stupid.
They're super interested. Because all their conversations are so boring, you wouldn't even believe it. You'd kill yourself.
You would kill yourself.
So just go crazy on them and they'll be like, what?
Trust me, you can make. It's like someone that never.
Hello, like, John Buck.
I don't even know what to even compare it with. Have you ever played like Mario Kart? That's like someone who's never played Mario Kart. Playing Mario Kart for the first time. Like, that sort of horizon widening. You're just giving them the sort of like wild joyride on this, what is it called? The thing where the Jews fall in the oven? this is unrelated to Holocaust.
The roller coaster at the
You were giving them a ride on the roller coaster.
The roller coaster at Auschwitz.
Well, it's sort of literal, because at the end you do usually reach Auschwitz. But anyway.
You should play Mario Kart. I remember the first time I played Mario Kart in like an Airbnb in Sweden. There was like a DS there.
Ooh.
That had Mario Kart on it. It was great, because I could not... Because like... What happens in the summer in Scandinavian countries is that the sun literally doesn't set, so I could not sleep, and I woke up at 4 a.m. and there's nothing to do. So I just played Mario Kart. That was based. Yeah, the Holocoaster. You're getting a ride on the Holocoaster.
Like, it's sort of like, always be faithful. Because you think about, like, Mary Magdalene, prostitute. Apostle Paul, murderer. And they converted. Kanye West just came to Christ. So you're not going to tell me that you're not going to be trying to get people over.
It's not even about getting people over as much as it's just... Like,
I don't mean
being
over
a normal.
Side. I mean over the wall.
Yeah.
Over whatever wall they have that is keeping them in like the monotonous, meandering, straight up.
Just being a normal person, because like what's artificial is choosing not to say the stuff that you would normally say.
Yeah, bed sores in your mind. You're shifting them.
Just talk to everybody as if you've known them for 2 years. See what happens if you do that. That's sort of like related to the Jordan Peterson thing of like at least not lying.
Yeah.
And that's a performative lie to withhold information. Mm-hmm. Like you're lying about what sort of person you are and the things you know.
I don't mean go talk about politics with people. I mean just...
If it comes up...
Speak your mind. Speak your mind. Don't hold yourself back. Ever. Because you never know who might be listening.
Mm-hmm. That's my only regret with social interactions. Is not being more honestly me.
This girl has purple hair. This dude has, like, a tattoo. He's, like, effeminate. This guy is... Like listening to degenerate music, all that stuff, man.
Doesn't matter. I never thought of it this way, lying about who you are. Yeah.
You think people don't care? They care immensely. They care so much that they, like, if they're set, if they're, like, dead bent on something, and you go against it, they're gonna kill you.
It's the same thing as, because there's, like, what you want to do is say the things that you think are, that you think the person would be like, nah, they think I'm crazy. Because you want to be the person telling them stuff that they don't usually hear. Because otherwise you're just, okay. Like, everybody else having, like, cardboard sandwich conversations. Because that's the way most people talk. They talk about, like, memes.
Show them it's okay. That's the whole point. Because they probably think it, and they just haven't said it. It's in the air. Just give it a name. It's in the tip of their tongue. Right? So you keep that in your mind.
Yeah.
They probably thought it.
Yeah, processing other people's thoughts makes them really happy.
Like, allow their brain to act out what they couldn't before.
Mm-hmm.
Just break down that wall. Inside the brain.
It's sort of like the exhilaration of uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Going off the air? Hey! My internet's working. Why are you saying zero bit rate? Oh mama.
Shut down?
Dunno. Dunno, don't care. Disconnected, reconnecting. Well, anyways. Forgot what I was gonna say now. Probably just got banned off Twitch.
Yeah. We went over to D-Live?
We were talking about something too important.
Too beautiful.
Too beautiful.
This channel has been suspended, okay.
Yeah. Not surprising. Doesn't matter.
We're
I'm not worried.
D-Live.
Yeah.
We're gonna go right on to D-Live.